This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, November 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Shutdown nears end. SNAP benefits are still suspended. And Trump mulls tariff dividend. Tomorrow is a federal holiday, and in honor of our veterans, Daybreak will not be published tomorrow. Shutdown nears end. Lawmakers taking care of ag business. The longest government shutdown in history is nearing an end after Senate negotiators agreed on a new stopgap spending bill. The Senate voted last night to advance the legislation, clearing the path for approval despite the opposition of most Democrats. The bill also takes care of some unfinished business important to ag and food policy. The legislation includes the fiscal 2026 funding bill for the Agriculture Department and for the Food and Drug Administration. Most of the rest of government will only be funded through January under the legislation. Also in the bill, a one-year extension of expired farm bill programs. Now take note, Senate Democrats had demanded that Republicans agree to an extension of expiring Affordable Care Act insurance subsidies. But all they got out of Senate Majority Leader John Thune was a promise to hold a vote on the issue in December. Senator Adam Schiff of California called the deal to reopen the government, quote, a setback. From my point of view, it was about fighting for two things, fighting for affordable health insurance for people and also fighting for a language in the bill that would prevent them from violating the agreement later by rescissions and impoundments of congressionally approved funding, he said. Now, for more on the spending deal and the FY26 USDA FDA spending bill, go to agripulse.com. SNAP benefits remain stayed. USDA tells states they're responsible for unauthorized payments. The Trump administration ordered states late Saturday to halt distribution of full Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits. USDA Deputy Undersecretary for Food, Nutrition, and Consumer Services Patrick Penn told state SNAP directors in a memo that states must immediately undo any steps taken to issue full SNAP benefits for November 2025. Some states had done that after a district judge ordered USDA Thursday afternoon to make the funding available, but before the Supreme Court stayed the lower court's orders late the next day. USDA had promptly appealed to the First Circuit Court of Appeals Thursday, but did not seek an emergency stay of U.S. District Judge John McConnell's order until Friday morning. Later on Friday, Penn issued a memo saying USDA was, quote, working towards providing full benefits. The memo to states, quote, made no reference whatsoever either to its appeal of the District of Rhode Island's temporary restraining orders or to its motion to stay those orders pending appeal, said a letter to the court on Sunday, signed by Andrea Joy Campbell, Attorney General of Massachusetts. Acting in response to the district judge's order, the state of Wisconsin acted to get full benefits activated on EBT cards at just past midnight Friday. The government said no state should have acted based solely at McConnell's direction. The district court's order requiring payment of full benefits remained stayed by the Supreme Court late Sunday evening. Justice Kenjani Brown Jackson issued the order allowing the appeals court to resolve the government's motion pending appeal. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump floats tariff dividend. President Donald Trump says that all Americans, excluding the highest earners, could receive at least a $2,000 tariff dividend. In a post to Truth Social yesterday, the president reiterated a previous pledge to widely distribute tariff revenues even as the Supreme Court weighs the legality of his new duties. Tariff revenues ballooned to $195 billion during the fiscal year ending September 30th, more than doubling the previous year's total of $77 billion. But Trump and other officials have also suggested the revenue could be used for several policy goals, including paying down the almost $38 trillion in U.S. debt, which Trump also said was a priority in his Sunday social media post. Funding tariff support for farmers, paying military salaries, and topping up food nutrition program funding during the government shutdown. Directing refund checks to Americans. Now take note, the last time the government sent checks to every American was during the pandemic. The first round of those payments alone, which saw $1,200 delivered to every taxpayer and $500 for each child, cost the Treasury almost $300 billion, according to Peter G. Peterson Foundation. Arkansas lawmakers delay EU trade pact adoption over deforestation rule. Arkansas congressional delegation urging administration officials to hold off on implementing Trump's trade pact with the European Union over concerns about its upcoming deforestation rules. Starting in January, large and medium-sized companies will have to prove their supply chains for a variety of commodities, including timber, are deforestation-free to access the EU market. Smaller companies will have an extra year to comply. But in the U.S. timber industry, large exporters buy product from landowners and smaller firms, meaning much of the industry will be subject to the new regulations from the end of the year. As a part of the EU-US trade pact negotiated this summer, the EU agreed to work to address U.S. concerns that the regulations would impose new compliance burdens on U.S. firms and growers. Despite the European Commission's October 21st statement, which recognizes the negligible risk of U.S. timber production to global deforestation, the EU has made no significant reform to the regulation and is speeding up the timeline for implementation, the lawmakers warned in their letter to U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer. Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas was among the signatories. Bayer goes after pseudoscience in new campaign. Bayer says it's launching a U.S. campaign to push back on fear-mongering and pseudoscience. The initiative, dubbed Science Delivers, encourages Americans to challenge misinformation and focus on the power of evidence-based knowledge. The campaign comes as Bayer faces a raft of litigation against its glyphosate-based weed killer Roundup, costing the ag technology giant billions of dollars, causing it to consider ceasing production. Bayer says claims that glyphosate, the world's most widely used pesticide, causes cancer, are without merit and at odds with decades of scientific studies. Here's today's final word. This bill doesn't do anything to arrest the healthcare catastrophe in any meaningful way. That's Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut after voting against the continuing resolution. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, November 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.